Yeah, I'd like to call to order the May 26, 2020 Chatham County zoning board of appeals meeting for our first virtual meeting and welcome everyone who's on the call. Want to rely on staff to help me out since I don't control the screen, but the first item agenda is approval of the February 25th, 2020 meeting minutes. If we can open those up, just so all the members can review before we vote on them.
Mr. Chairman, this is Marcus Lotson. When it's time and you're ready to take a motion or take a vote, if you would, and also for the purposes of discussion, just do a roll call so that we may record each person's vote. Thank you.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, this is Bob Vineyard. I would move that the minutes be approved.
Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman, I'll second.
All right. Any discussion of the minutes? If none, we'll go ahead and have a vote, and I'll start off. I'll vote to approve. Quentin? And we'll go with Ms. Ross next. I'm just going to go in the order I have on my screen here.
Aye.
Mr. Simons?
Aye.
Mr. Corsi?
Yes.
Ms. Hitch?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
And Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
All right, the minutes have been approved. Moving to our regular agenda, and the first item on that agenda is 44 Shipwatch Road, and it's a marsh buffer setback variance. At this time, we'll hear from staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Marcus Lotson, for the record. And first item, the item on our regular agenda for today's Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is a marsh buffer setback variance request. The property is located at 44 Shipwatch Road, and I'm going to share some exhibits at this time. The petitioner is requesting a 15-foot marsh buffer setback variance from the 35-foot requirement. This property is within the marshes subdivision, which this board has seen on a number of occasions for similar circumstances. Some of you will recall we've looked at this particular neighborhood several times for similar situations as this property was developed prior to the current marsh setback. As you can see based on the map and based on the photo I'm going to share with you just here in a second, this property could not be developed today under the current marsh buffer regulations. Most of the properties, or at least the marsh front properties in this townhome development, are well within the required marsh buffer setback. There have been a number of examples of the rear decks of these townhomes being screened in over the years, some with your approval, some that may have been done without the benefit of a variance. And the petitioner is seeking a variance, in this case, of 15 feet from the 35-foot requirement to construct a new 200-square-foot screen porch at the existing residence. This is a map of the marshes as it currently exists. The petitioner has also provided a photograph of property at 45 Shipwatch Road. The subject property today is 44. Example of what would be here at 44. As you can also see in the background, another similar screen in addition. We've had a number of conversations over the years about what impacts may be had here because of the adjacency of these properties to the marsh. Most recently, and with the assistance of Mr. Kirkland, who's on the phone today, we have kind of determined some mitigating steps that we feel help the situation. I'm also going to show you. I'm going to also show you the petitioner's site layout. measurement of the existing townhome. You can see the area of the deck and the proposed sunroom. Relative to 45 Shipwatch Road, which this body reviewed in 2017 and granted a similar variance, one of the conditions, there were conditions that were applied to the approval, which had to do with creating some mitigation in the way of landscaping between the structure and the marsh. It was the opinion at that time of the county that that would address any runoff issues that were created by the addition of that enclosure in the 2017 case. After initially continuing that hearing and the board consulting with the county and a site visit taking place, the board moved to grant that variance. Based on that finding and the history sort of what we've looked at in recent years at Shipwatch Road, staff is recommending approval of the proposed variance with the condition that the site be visited by the environmental program coordinator and any mitigating landscaping be placed prior to the issuance of the building permit. One other issue that came up during our previous hearing on the adjacent property was the issue of gutters. And there was a discussion that kind of went both ways, and I'm gonna yield to Jeff in just a second to have that discussion. But the board thought initially that it might be important to ensure that those were installed. But then there was some discussion also about the fact that those could increase the rate at which you place runoff into the marsh. But with that, our recommendation is for approval with those conditions. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Mr. Kirkland, anything to add?
Good morning, everybody. I think Mr. Lawson summed up the situation there extremely succinctly. The because this area is fairly standard in its development pattern due to the nature of the townhome construction there, it's what you can apply to one lot, what you have applied to one lot applies to another lot fairly easily. I've not done a site visit out there, but I mean I really don't see anything that would anything that should be considered an additional requirement to what was required with the last case that we saw out there.
Yeah, thank you. Are there any questions of staff?
Yeah, this is Bob Vineyard. How much further towards the marsh does the addition go from the existing deck?
I don't know if anybody can hear me.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. This is Greg Cole. I'm the builder here, and it does not. It's only on the existing deck.
I'm gonna get to you in a second. This is just for questions for staff right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Marcus Lotson. Based on what the petitioners provided, and the addition goes over the existing deck, it does not extend beyond the existing deck.
Okay, thank you very much.
Are there any other questions of staff at this time? Thank you. Is anyone here to speak on behalf of the petitioner?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Greg Cole, the petitioner's agent, is on the line.
Mr. Cole, do you swear your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Feel free to present.
Okay, yes, good morning, everybody. Thank you. Again, Marcus, I think you did sum it up pretty well. The main difference between 45, which my company did also and sought approval for, is that we are not disturbing any soil there. That was the main issue on 45, that we had to pour a foundation. There was no, the existing deck was not sufficient. This deck is very sturdy. This lot also has at least 8 feet, it might be 10 feet of grass beyond this that the runoff could saturate into before it ever hit the marsh. So this seems to be actually a lot simpler, a little closer to the last one we achieved on 6 Ship Watch, that was also a marsh variance on an existing deck. So that's pretty much all I have to say. You summed it up pretty well. If there's any questions, I can certainly answer them.
Are there any questions of the petitioner? Right. Hearing none. And I've been advised that there are no members of the public on this call, so there's no one from the public to add. Are there any additional questions of staff after hearing from the petitioner? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to put on the record that we did not receive any calls or emails regarding this petition from members of the public.
All right, thank you. And Mr. Kirkland, is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, if there is no slab being constructed here, that really changes the requirements on landscaping. So if there's good existing landscaping and they're not directing any additional runoff directly to the marsh, then I don't see the need to require any special landscaping.
Okay. Thank you. We'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in view of the fact that there is no additional footprint, I would move that we grant the variance as requested. This is Mr. Vinger.
Thank you. Is there a second to Mr. Vinger's motion?
I second it. This is Lucy Hicks.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll do a roll call vote. It's Quentin Marlin, and I vote in favor of the motion. Ms. Ross?
In favor.
Mr. Simons?
In favor.
Mr. Corsi?
Aye.
Ms. Hitch?
In favor.
Ms. Stone?
In favor.
And Mr. Vinger?
Aye.
The motion passes and the variance has been approved. Is there any other business for the meeting from anyone in the group? Oh, there we go. I couldn't see it. Do we?
Mr. Chairman, at our last regular meeting, we did take motions from the floor and had the initial vote to establish a vice chair. And because it's a 2-vote requirement, we added the second vote on today's agenda.
Okay. I'd have to pull the minutes back up to remember who we presented, unless someone here remembers it was them. It's been a few months.
It was me.
It'd be Mr. Simons.
Okay. Right. So is there a motion to approve Mr. Simons as vice chair?
This is Corinne Ross. I so move.
Is there a second?
Mr. Vineyard, second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? So it's a unanimous vote. Congratulations, Mr. Simons.
Thank you, Mr. Marlon.
All right, is there any other additional business?
Mr. Chairman, if I might, I just wanted to say that we are not sure yet, of course, how much longer we'll be doing virtual meetings, but what I'd like to ask the board is if there's anything you'd like to see us doing differently as it relates to these types of meetings, feel free to email me, you know, after the meeting. We will endeavor at least to get you out the information a little sooner than we did in this circumstance, but being that we only had the one item, but as we move forward, if we continue to have these meetings for some period of time virtually, if you see things that you think we should do, please let us know.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, this is Melanie Wilson, Executive Director. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you? Good to hear from you.
I am fine. One of the things that I was going to suggest, I'm glad that Marcus brought this up, is that I am looking at the possibility of doing a hybrid so that a portion of you still participate through GoToMeeting or Zoom, and then the other portion come into the office because we are setting up the meeting room so that we've got dividers, microphone covers, you name it, to protect you all. But there's been some question with regards to public meetings. So in order to make sure that we are compliant, one of the things that I've been looking at is this hybrid setup. So you may want to talk amongst yourselves about who comes in to the hearing room, and then we will have someone, either security if it's a controversial meeting, like space people with regards to them entering and exiting the building. We've already got the meeting room set up and spaced out like every 6 feet front and back and sideways. So we've done what we needed to do to make sure that we can accommodate actually having in-person meetings. But the hybrid with part of you working, part of you participating from home, and part of you participating in person is something I'm looking at.
Okay, I think that'd be great. Thanks for
letting us know. I think it's a great idea too.
Okay, who is this that said that? I'm sorry, I didn't get the name.
David Simons.
Oh, okay, David. Hi. I know Quentin's voice, but I didn't get yours. Okay, great. Well, we will look more into that, and I think that amongst yourselves, you might want to decide who, you know, is going to come in to be in person, you know, either the chairman, if you want to come in for all of the meetings. I know that in the county, Commissioner Scott, Chairman Scott, has been in at all of the meetings, and then his colleagues have rotated coming in. But you let us know how you want to handle that, and then we will move accordingly.
Okay, how about that? Do that. I'll circle up with the rest of the group, and we'll be in touch.
And let us know. Thank you. You guys stay safe. Thank
you. Right. Any other business? Right. Well, this meeting's adjourned, and look forward to hopefully seeing you all soon again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Quinn.
Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, and everybody.